On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
This is Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Network. Follow along on Twitter at TallCanAudio or at Facebook.com/TallCanAudio.
Cash in the middle of the board. You land on the square of the board.
Yep.
There's no more of that. It's gone. It's still a space on the board, but there is no... It's just a free spot on the board.
What do you mean free spot? I mean, like, nothing.
There's nothing. You don't get any money for it.
Like community chest kind of.
Yeah, you used to pay, and it's a pay $10 in property tax or whatever it is.
Yeah,
you'd pay that into the middle and start with a $500 bill in there. Nothing. Zero. And now it says you've been assessed property taxes. Pay each of your competitors $200,000.
I blame liberals and Democrats. That's what that is.
Why? What's the fucking difference? You're still throwing it into the middle.
But there was always like. Man, I'm getting screwed. Fucking the man's just fucking soaking me.
You participated in a beauty contest, and everyone got a participation.
That's right. That's right.
That's not fucking. No, but liberals like, and Democrats. That's just fucking soft cock society.
No, but the fact. What did I say?
Yeah. Okay. Well, and unless you're voting Tea Party, or you're the jihadi party, or fucking
no,
then it's all the same thing. You can be conservative and still be a soft
libertarian.
Cock.
Libertarian.
Ooh, that'll win soon.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The libertarians, they're right in line. That's coming next.
I listened to a podcast with a guy who's running
in 2020. You should all listen to more podcasts.
Hey?
Everyone should listen to more podcasts.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. There's some smart shit out there. There's a guy.
It's true.
Not in here.
There's a guy. Well, that's why I'm here.
Notice he said out there. That's,
no, there's a guy running for the 2020 or wants to. His name's, which I think he's going to have
a little bit of a problem.
His name's Andrew Yang.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's not going to play well in the news.
No, it's not. It's too bad it couldn't have been Long Duck Dong.
He's got some fucking out there left of left ideas that at face value kind of it's Star Trek nice stuff, but...
We no longer feel the need
like
for...
the Prime Directive? Do you have that?
Fuck with other societies.
No, but what the hell is it called? Universal Basic Income.
Is he a libertarian?
Communist! Yeah. No, he's a... Well, that's... He's a fucking commie. You're a commie, man. That's... You can dress it up. You can call it Universal Basic... That's fucking communism. That's communism.
Okay. Is that libertarian in your...
No.
Okay.
No, so libertarian
so
is...
How do we get to this guy?
I thought we were just playing Monopoly.
I heard a Sam Harris podcast, and I'm interested because they said the guy's going to run in 2020. I think he wants to be picked. What the hell's his name? Bernie? Who was the guy?
Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders, left of Hillary.
Way left.
Yeah, way left of Hillary.
Of everybody.
That's where this guy, that's like, hey, man, that's a nice name you just put on that, but that's fucking communism. That's communism.
Which is a great idea.
On paper.
On paper.
Yeah, and so is... Having everybody having some money so that they can contribute like buy stuff and push the. It doesn't work like that. Just like communism sounds great, but it doesn't work. It doesn't work. They.
Well, you mean you don't believe in any sort of
every game of Monopoly ends in a tie.
Yeah, you don't believe in any sort of social net.
I do.
Okay.
I do, but universal basic income means you don't have to do anything and someone's going to give you money. That's fucking welfare. Fun name you put on it, but that's welfare.
Okay.
So communism, and I remember learning this in high school, that in Russia, whether you're a baker or you raise chickens or you
drive a cab, cure cancer driver,
and this was the example that they gave, cab driver goes and gets his car, goes home, cranks it up on a jack, runs the back tires, the odometer goes up, he gets paid. Not that he's going, I'm going to kill that Uber guy at the airport because you're taking away my fucking money. Right?
Yeah.
Like, he just goes home, doesn't do fuck all, jacks the back end of his car up, runs the odometer, so when he goes back in, they go, yeah, you drove all over Moscow, comrade.
You know what? It's interesting because I took an Uber the other day with a guy from...
No, it had nothing to do with Uber. I'm just saying that those guys don't have to... Okay.
I'm on the mic.
Bob has the talking stick.
The guy was from Bulgaria.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Oh, yeah, that's a fun place.
And so he had to escape from Bulgaria, or at least he said he did.
One night in Bulgaria. Older, like...
Yeah. So
back in the day.
He was probably 55, this guy 60. So he was saying, and I cited to him the idea that when we were in Slovenia for the first time, and there was that former... army guy who was driving the thing, and he was saying he wished communism had come back.
Yeah.
And I said to him, well, he's like, at least at that point, everybody had a job, old people had medication. He said there nobody wanted for anything. And I said to him, well, didn't you care about, you know, that Tito had a home and a car in every city and lived high in the hog and there was no
gold toilets?
Okay.
Remember?
And so,
that was the one thing
I cited. And so he's saying, I don't care. As long as I have a job, I don't care about that.
And bread on my table.
And so this guy from Bulgaria is like, he's like, that's fucking Stockholm syndrome. He's saying that guy is just brainwashed and he's just fucking eating the pill. That's what the communists want you to do.
Yeah. At some point you get used to it and just, nah.
But that makes sense though. Like I am surviving, not thriving. And that's the difference between those two systems.
Right.
Okay.
And the thing that the Republicans are getting beaten up with is that you got the fire and brimstone guys, and whatever you think about the current president, that's like Abe Lincoln was a Republican. Republican is small government.
Yep.
Staying out of the way of the people. And
that'd
it's
be
been
great.
Perverted into something else, but whereas the Democrats are big government taking care of the people. So fundamentally, those are the two systems. And then, you know, it branches out into crazy on both sides.
Yep.
And so there you go. And
but that is the problem. I think a responsible right and a responsible left would be just awesome, right? But everyone's being forced so hard to their side, right? It's not a right wing that...
Polarizing.
Yeah. It's there is no kind of somewhat middle, I'm right, you're left, but we can find a bridge here. It's now I'm running hard to the right, you're running hard to the left, and we'll never find.
But that's kind of what libertarian is. They want to be left alone, and they want to be able to contribute and take care of their communities.
Yep.
And
that'd be all right.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
You know, they're also... You're going to get some of those Second Amendment guys in there, and that's fine. That's American.
Yep.
What are you going to do?
Yep. Welcome to the Audio Whiplash podcast, where we started on Monopoly and ended up, you know, whatever. Rob over there.
Hey.
And the return of Jeff Christie over here, Rob's brother. What's going on?
Hello. Nice to be back. I didn't think I was going to get invited back.
Sometimes it's better to just drop right in and have a running start, and that's kind of what we did here. If you want to follow along on Twitter, you can do so at TallCanAudio, facebook.com/TallCanAudio. The archives are at TallCanAudio.com. We had a few different things I think we wanted to touch on. Firstly, to me, I wanted to talk about a legend in Calgary, a man who had gotten tired, apparently, of overpaying for his car insurance. And decided that since women are notorious for having lower car insurance rates, he was going to go speak to his doctor and have a note written that said, yeah, I now identify as a woman. And legally, in Alberta, that's all it takes. You get a little bit lower rates, I guess. To me, I'm amused by the idea that I'm fine with throwing away my identity and who I am and all that kind of stuff, save $1,100 on car insurance. Just me then. did you not read that?
I read it and I enjoyed it, but I have to first say something about, I write copy for a living and I don't think you can say women are notorious. I don't think the word notorious is something.
That's not okay.
No, well, it probably isn't, and I'm sure you're going to
get. I'm surprised a little that they're paying less.
Well, no, it makes sense why they aren't. I mean, the same thing with ages. So if I have to pay somebody for accidents or potentially for accidents,
right.
I would rather insure a 45-year-old woman in a station wagon,
sure,
with her kids going to soccer than some pinhead 21-year-old guy in a car where he's used to saying, hold my beer and watch this. So
that could be going anywhere.
Which one of those two groups of people are going to cost you money? So that's fine. But
so it's all about the averages at that point, right? Well, because the
actuary tables,
the stereotype would suggest that women are poorer drivers than men. Men are crazier. They'll crank up the speed. They're more likely to drink and drive. You know, these sorts of things. But the stereotype is that women are bad drivers.
But the stereotype is also that women are more likely to bang into somebody backing out at the grocery store than they are to, as you have mentioned, maybe get drunk and cross the line and smoke into a family going to a hockey tournament.
That'd be rough.
Or after he watched Gone in 60 Seconds or
Fast and the Furious.
Fast and Furious 12, where he's trying to do this backwards going down the Queensway.
Local reference?
Sure.
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right. Yeah. That'll play.
Yeah, everybody
gets it.
The Cross City Highway.
I don't know.
No Sandra Bullock.
Hey, I think that's speed.
Speed, yeah.
Yeah. I think most Alberta men have already felt like in 2018 that they've already been neutered and have become women.
Oh, fuck.
At least another local reference.
Yeah. I gotta do dishes and laundry? Christ. I should be paying less insurance.
Where's my psychiatrist? I could save $1,100 because I got to do dishes. I'm clearly.
You don't see that, though, in the Geico commercials. You could be saving such and such or more by changing genders.
Yeah, right? I just think you should just self-identify. That's the deal.
So essentially, and we'll share the article at facebook.com/tallcanaudio, at tallcanaudio on Twitter. But it's essentially exactly as we've presented it here. And that's that you can basically save a little bit. This guy, we're going to call him Lady Dave, he did not undergo any kind of surgery. He went
to Sit to Pee Dave, I think is what he preferred.
Show titled, Sit to Pee Dave. As he didn't go through any surgery, he didn't whatever, he went to his doctor, and in Alberta, you just have to have proof that you identify as one gender or the other, said I would prefer to identify as a woman, and had that letter, sent it off to his insurance company, and off he goes, $1,100 richer. And the article, the quotes say,
see, I think
women have a better...
That's in the libertarian policy, too. That's $1,100 I get to use as I see fit.
But like, he flat out admits, or she, I guess, in the article.
You know what? Yeah.
I win.
Yeah. I save $1,100. You offer women lower prices. I win. That's exactly the stance he took.
The biggest thing, and I discussed this on the way into town with my wife, who took a totally different position on this. Not, she was looking at it from the insurance side of it, that maybe they need to put him on probation. I thought, well, man, you're asking for a big can of whoop ass to get open on you because you're going to treat the transgender different than the
Who's
biological women.
Stand?
Well, and that's what I said. That isn't even what I was thinking. I was enjoying Lady Dave and his sticking it to or putting a serious test on something that the government has put out and trying to be cautious.
Yeah.
We don't want to make the transgendered do a whole bunch of paperwork to show that they're transgendered. And
now Dave can just walk
you,
in. Yeah,
because you cannot ask. Do not ask about that.
Well, so Dave does win, and that's the point he's showing is you didn't ask.
Well, because you know what? Dave really had got too fat for his burka. That's the real problem.
That was the other thing my wife told me not to talk about, that if you are going to be culturally insensitive, I have to say that I have nothing to do with the discussion about burkas and whether or not people are wearing them.
Lady Dave did not.
So Lady Dave, Donna, my wife said, you can offend the transgendered, but do not offend somebody on a religious basis of being insensitive about a garment.
Oh, seriously? I said, you ever listen to the show?
Well, that's I said.
No one's ever bombed Matt's place.
I don't think Matt has a big jihadist following, but he does.
Not then. I suddenly
just went from being more interested in bleeping out your poor wife's name to bleeping out mine. Yeah.
So if Matt is big in the UAE, Syria, Jordan,
hey, Ho Chi Minh City, Ho Chi Minh City's favorite sports pod. Or, you
somebody
know.
Is listening in North Korea. This is it.
That's not where that is.
North Vietnam.
North Vietnam. Sorry, yes. Vietnam. I'm confused.
Anyway, good for you, Lady Dave. Right.
It's it to be Dave.
Managed to save himself $1,100 by apparently just saying, yeah, no, I'm not that. I'm this. I kind of like that.
I don't. Well, I like that. And again, congratulations, Dave.
Yeah.
But it does show this glaring problem with there needs to be more if you're gonna skate across the ice like that and
but that's it. All this to me, what a legend. Like, I'm just all I want to do is save $1,100 and yeah, fine, call me a woman, I don't care.
Right. Like, well, and fix it, as Jeff's saying.
Yeah, because it clearly is a clerical deal.
Well, it's because and the article you sent from the Citizen, I guess it was, was perfect that they said they did this so that it would be easier on the transgendered. And I said, well, it has to be easier than just checking a box. And I know our passport is going to be having a third option for sex.
Okay.
The Canadian passport. And I listened to another podcast that had a transgendered Marine that's going through this. And they identify as they.
Yeah.
As so they haven't chosen.
Not a gender.
Right.
Right. So.
Oh, that's
and
too.
I listen to that and I'm.
Now, does that Marine hope to identify at one point?
As a
woman?
It wasn't. The podcast focused on the struggle of filling out their passport. Currently,
right.
It didn't say where this person was.
Either
going.
Way, woman transitioning to man transitioning to woman, whatever it is, they see themselves in the middle of that transition period and are, for that reason, are saying they, as opposed to, you know, she or he or.
It would be like you asking me where I'm going this winter for a vacation. And I say, where are you on your way to? Or where are you going? I'm over Chicago.
Right. I'm not in Chicago.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying.
I didn't ask you where you're going to end up.
It is an in-transit position.
Right.
Okay, then I want to know where the starting point was.
And why do you have to – you got that passport for 5 years. But some of these people, maybe Dave is one of them.
Dave
said gender dysphoria, right? So
– but Dave is clearly playing the system.
For sure he is. Yeah. But he played – a psychiatrist, somebody signed the thing as said, I don't know which I am. I'm sometimes I like to show up dressed like a lady. And it's like, and they hear this stuff and nobody wants to go, that's bullshit. You're
sometimes
trying to save
I'd like to drive like a man and pay insurance like a woman.
Sometimes I like to just put on the cores and dance with the vacuum cleaner hose.
Breathless, man.
Wow. I'm new here, so I was hoping that that was going to turn into a Buffalo Bill reference with a piece of duct tape, but yeah.
Oh, it's a kimono and my business tucked between my legs.
Business.
I'd fuck me.
Do it better.
Don't hurt my dog, you bitch. It puts the lotion in the basket.
Do you have any demographics on your listenership?
They're rapidly shifting right now.
Right in this moment.
Yeah. Do you even know Silence of the Lambs?
I've seen Silence of the Lambs.
Did you
one
get
time.
That reference?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think some of that stuff puts
the lotion in the basket.
I think the target that we wanted to hit today, or that we wanted to talk about, was the possibility that esports is going to be, or could be, included in the Olympics. IOC has spoken with the international governing body of esports, which essentially means video game sports for people who aren't familiar. And actually, it's Paris 2024 that is interested in bringing this in. With the time frame remaining, it would have to be a demonstration sport. They wouldn't be able to make it a fully medaled sport. But you are basically now talking about the joke that people have made forever, or the furthest extreme, right? That, well, if we can do this and this sport is this and this, then at some point video games will be what? And we're not, just before I let the other guys in here, it's not playing just sports games, right? It's not like Madden or MLB.
FIFA.
Right, would take the place of soccer in the games or anything like that. But the IOC has taken a stand that nothing violent. That's kind of the line they're drawing. Like Halo won't be whatever.
Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I'd watch
Punching
that.
Punching out hookers and stealing cars and whatever else.
Go ahead.
And you know what? I started out going, that's stupid, crazy, ridiculous. Yeah. And now I'm on board.
Okay. What's your sport? What's your game?
All right. And really, I was reading through a couple of things, and they were talking about the original games in 1896.
Yep.
And the 9 sports that it included. And I'm like, yeah, see, meets all the criteria, right, of the athleticism, governing body, and have it be competitive, right? Those are the 3 things. You got wrestling, you have archery, you have
sprinting.
If you have shooting,
yeah.
Tell me how shooting differs from gaming.
Well,
no one is disputing the inclusion of shooting
right.
in the Olympics.
Right. It's good hand-eye coordination. It's good focus. It's what
I would suggest to you, you likely need more dexterity to game than you do to shoot.
Interesting.
Go ahead.
You stole my position.
Oh.
Well, the shooting is an excellent example. And again, I spoke to my wife on the way in who
begged you not
gives
to
him
do
his opinions.
No. But she, let's just say she is no stranger to a gun based on what she does for a living. And,
sure.
And she has to. So she said, and this is the problem when you have a conversation like this. People take where they're coming from and they sort of look past what you actually said. They go, right. Whoa. You're saying that there's no skill in shooting? I said, whoa, no, I'm not saying that at all.
Right.
I'm saying that is fine motor skill and it belongs in the Olympics based on my definition of sport.
Which is?
Actually, it's very similar to the one in that article that you
yeah.
go ahead we'll, and hit them with the.
We'll share at Tall Can Audio on Twitter, facebook.com/TallCanAudio.
That was better that you said that. That, that's what it has to do with. Anybody who's spent their time or had been involved with the Paralympics or Special Olympics or any of these other things that you have to say, there's people, and it's the ESPN, TSN crowd, and I know I'm in the den of lions, but that have and I don't count you guys in this group, but there's people who think that sports is only the big sports, the
the big
the football, yeah. the baseball, the basketball, the hockey. The, if it's not that,
right,
or something that's clearly
and it's hilarious that soccer doesn't make it into the big four.
Well, okay, I just went with North America.
Clearly, yep. that's I know
the
I
world know. One, and, yep. and that is demanding. Like, okay, soccer.
Stay on nobody, mic for me,
no, there's no, you never see a soccer fight other than a referee trying to get to his car without it exploding, which is a soccer fight. Or trying to get to the concession stand without getting hit by a sharpened penny,
or a half full ball of urine.
Yeah, those are the truly athletic parts of soccer. But soccer like those guys, like the World Cup, just like hockey, where you say, well, so what? You're sort of skating over there. Those guys are going. Balls yeah. out, nobody's fast.
Nobody's watching his hockey at ice level and
there's
they're
crisp,
just skating around.
Crisp passes. And so soccer, the same thing. Like, you go, man, look, you're looking way up from the camera angle. Those guys are fast and yeah. they're moving all the time. Not my thing, but it's the world's thing.
Yep.
And so anyway, but those are the sports. Anything else, some people, like, everybody's saying, man, I don't know if that's a sport. I don't know if that's a sport. So if you take – the fact that it takes physical skill, hand-eye coordination, all those things. Where I was getting caught earlier in my life was, I think sport has to be something. I'm telling you that I'm changed. It's not this anymore. But sport has to have a component of, I can't do this any longer. The opposition has ground me down.
Right.
I can't physically continue. And that isn't what sport is. In fact, there's even argument that sport is in the brain and it has to do with competition. That's for another podcast. But so video games, do I play video games? No. Do I like them? No. Do I like the subculture? No. But can I say that it's not a sport worthy of inclusion in the Olympics? And I say it is. And I also say there's a reason for that other than what I just said is the Olympics is almost as big a whore
yes.
as FIFA. And so the Olympics, they will bring anybody in who can bring an audience and major sponsorship.
Because they are, as the article says, 90% of their money is broadcast revenue generated.
Yep.
Yep. So if you can bring eyeballs, then welcome to the Olympics. And this is, again, as somebody who has been a fan, a supporter, and a participant in Paralympics for a lot of years. And way back before I was enlightened, I said, why can't this be, this is, I'm working my bag off, blah, blah, blah. The thing is, nobody gives a shit about what I do, period. If they did, it would be on TV.
Yep.
And so, and if they did, it would be in the Olympics. So the Olympics, every time a Paralympic sport tries to get into the Olympics, they say, well, the calendar's pretty full. We can't
yeah.
put more people in. And then all of a sudden, oh, beach volleyball. Oh, sevens rugby.
Ballroom dancing.
Oh, oh yeah. beach like, soccer.
Yeah. It's like if you can bring
in. Yeah, we love beach soccer right now.
So, that was that. As soon as you can understand what the Olympics is actually about, the other thing in that article, which was written by a woman who is a
high jumper,
yep. a former Olympian, right?
Yep.
So she wonders if video games meet the ideals of the Olympic Games.
And that's where she's got me.
Hold on.
Yep.
You just. Listen to this.
Oh.
Because you're going to enjoy it.
Good.
Or not. And okay. maybe your listeners won't enjoy it either. But here it is.
That's also not foreign to the show.
I used to say this in when I would speak in public about the Paralympic Games and sports in general, that the Olympics are a club where once you're in, you just want to close the door and bar it to any other clowns
right.
coming in.
Right.
It used to be, well, we can't have women. I mean, we can't have women in the Olympics.
Right.
And they say, why not? We have to go in. We're not going to compete with the men. We're going to compete on our own because it's a separate event. They finally get in and then they get in and go, got to keep the blacks and the minorities out. You can't have those people in.
Yep.
And then the blacks get in, and clearly they've got some athletic prowess that needs to be in the Olympics. But then they're going, keep all the gimps out. No gimps. You can't have any gimps.
Yep.
And then now it's the, you can't have those digital guys. Well, their thumbs and eyes are a lot like Rob said, the shooters,
biathlon or
that's totally different.
That is totally different.
That's
trying to control your heart rate
and you're going to vomit because you're laying in the snow and you bust your bag to get there.
Yep.
My bag, it's busted.
There's air where there shouldn't be air.
Yeah,
but
the vacuum seal has been compromised.
But the guys who go out there and they've tested on that range and then they're just there to. Now there's air pressure, wind, all those things. It is a serious event, and those are skilled people, no question.
It's a skill.
Yep.
Is what you're saying.
Well, it's a sport, because I think a sport is anything that you do physically, and there's a physical component to shooting, and there's an awareness of your surroundings.
And I've just thrown out, and you've backed it, right, the same opinion that under the arguments that we've all just cited, it should be included using shooting as the example. To me, ditch the shooting. To me, I want to see something that involves, and it doesn't need to be to exhaustion. Nobody debates that the 100-meter sprint, the crown jewel of the Olympics, isn't till exhaustion or being ground down. That, to me, is an athletic event. To me, it should have a component of physicality and competitiveness.
So you would take shooting out?
After saying if shooting is in, how can you exclude the e-games? I'm saying exclude the shooting and exclude the e-games.
Because
that's your personal.
That is absolutely my personal opinion.
And as a kid, as a guy a little bit younger who grew up playing a ton of video games, there's not a part of me that believes that belongs in the video or in the Olympic Games, but I don't have a great defense for it. I don't know what the line is that says this is an Olympic sport and this isn't. I understand that it takes talent, it takes focus, it takes years of training, it takes this. And so does being an air traffic controller. Right? Is that
that's a video game.
That is an actual video game.
Yeah. Sure. Tin, yeah, that's their.
But like accounting. I'm under pressure. I got a deadline. I got to get this. Why?
Not the same.
What's the difference?
Hey, H&R Block people are saying, hey, Every April,
just because something took a lot of training and is difficult to do, especially when under pressure, doesn't make it.
There's no.
I just want my like tax return.
I'm going to give you 25%, and you don't know what the hell you're doing. Right. But what the hell?
No,
you took a day long course.
No,
you're in the Olympics.
Stop. No, that's the Paralympics. That's goalball.
At least it's Canadian. Anyway,
so no, I don't agree.
Clearly.
On which part do you not agree?
No, I don't agree because there isn't the physical. There's no reaction.
Anybody who's worked with Excel knows it can be
but trying to
very
safely land however many planes per day without freaking out and having a heart
attack.
That's
a video game. That's the same as video games. So, air traffic controllers. And you know what? Those people.
Yeah. That's harder.
It's live or die. Like if you could
300 people die.
If you could measure the cortisol levels in those people, or they're sociopaths, and that's great too.
Sure, whatever gets me on the ground, man.
Yeah. Exactly. So, but
whatever keeps me employed.
The accountant gets to reflect and re-reflect and think about it. The video game guy is. That hooker needs to get killed right now, and that car needs to be stolen immediately. Or
I want that 69 Mustang Fastback.
Yes.
Or what? Game over.
Game over.
Yeah.
And I that's two lives,
so that is, that's a split-second decision.
Sorry, Mario. Your princess is in another castle.
Eat the mushroom. Eat the mushroom. Boop, 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 boop.
So, again, not my thing.
How about spinning the wheel on The Price is Right? Can we have that? Boop, boop.
Okay, let's analyze that. There's a physical.
Yeah.
I want to reach right up there and give that bad boy a crank.
You are emotionally invested. Your heart's going to be racing. Your financial future is going to change if you do this right.
And you see those old people who just go, I just want to get it one full spin. I don't even want to give it a crank. Whereas you see the guy, the odd muscle head guy, get in there and go,
strategy.
Yank.
So you're talking strategy. You're saying strategy, right?
This is it.
Of course.
This is it. You're seeing
all chance.
But of course it is.
No, it's not.
No.
It's not. Okay. If you had if someone brought that big wheel to your house and you trained for however many months or years, you would be able to get that down.
How long can this podcast be? Because I have something to say about that.
Well, as long as you got, but
okay. Yeah. So that wheel,
yeah,
the same as any carny thing.
That grounds and anchors, baby.
Yeah, that they, the guy's got a pedal, he slows it down, he lets it off. How greased is the little ball bearing that it's rolling on?
For sure.
What's the tension? Like, so you think is Musclehead right, or is 97-year-old
Ethel.
What's the big thing? What do you say? No gimmies, no whammies, no. What's the song that they all say?
Hey man, you're out there on your own, man. Keep skating. Big money,
no whammies. Big money, no whammies.
And then I'm here to help you, man. What do you mean?
Somehow, your hands are up by your shoulders, only so you're not pinching your nipples.
Well, I think your hands are up by your shoulders so you don't get sucked under the wheel. As one of those little pegs go by.
Take a step back, Christ! So I would say that
step back.
The 86-year-old woman and the muscle head, same thing.
Well, have you ever tried to hit the sledgehammer and hit the bell? That same thing at the
who is that?
The municipal fair.
Peter Gabriel.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew you knew it.
Okay. I just saw live by Dave Matthews. Awesome job. And the Arkells at the House of Strombo.
Yeah,
also
that was good
solid.
Too. Do you not think if it's going to be an Olympic sport, we're going to legitimize this? There won't be a guy behind
clearly
the wall
that
with
happens.
The pedal and the. If we're doing the big
inclusion,
wheel,
inclusion in the Olympics equals.
There's no horse shit in the Olympics.
Oh, no, okay, fair enough. But there's not going to be a guy behind the wall with a pedal that slows it down.
There's not going to be some Russian anti-doping scandal that totally rigged it by
hand.
That shit never happens. Cut a hole out. Come on, man.
This is the
sci-fi
shit. The greatest ideals of swifter, higher, faster.
Fuck yeah.
And
the Russians sweep the podium.
You have to be higher to excel at Halo. I can tell you.
Okay, here I am. I'm going to my second podcast, and I'm going to say the name Mark Tewksbury.
Oh.
Okay. So, Mark Tewksbury, for
the
those of you
the Alberta beef industry.
Stop. Don't say Mark Tewksbury and beef. Yeah. So, anyway.
That's that winning smile when he's jumping out of the pool.
Fuck. I got the beef injection.
Wow.
I mean, I eat beef. So, Mark Tewksbury, gold medalist in the Barcelona 1992 Olympics, and then working with the IOC Athletes Council after that. And in, help me out, boys, Salt Lake City,
2002.
Okay. So Mark Tewksbury, in probably 2001, is on TV at a press conference throwing his gold medals out in front saying, I'm done with these.
Ooh.
I
one gold medal.
Look at me.
One? No, really? Okay.
Just one Olympic medal.
I thought he had. Okay, anyway, doesn't matter. One, whatever. He throws it out and says, I can't have this. It's because there was some sweetheart deals given to somebody's brother in Salt Lake City for building the Olympic Village, et cetera. And he's saying that this is tarnishing the Olympic ideal, and I don't want anything to do with this medal anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, I bet how many Olympic athletes are going to dive in there and see if they can scrub the name off the back of it? And go, this is my motherfucker, and I'm happy about it.
Just Olympic medalists?
Well, whatever.
Yeah,
Paralympic. But the thing that I was disgusted about was this is a guy who's been involved with the IOC system previous to this display of disgust, and you don't know that money changes hands for building contracts and where they're going to have the games.
Oh man,
that's stupid. You've embarrassed yourself, and I'm disgusted. So that was So now fast forward to this bit about the Olympic video game thing.
Yeah.
That the article that you sent that's written by that woman who is a former Olympic athlete.
Yep.
And I don't doubt her.
Stay on the mic for me. There you go.
I don't doubt her ideals for what she went through to get to the Olympics and why she was in the Olympics. But that's not what the IOC is about.
No.
That's what she's about. That's what athletes that spend their lives to do that, that's what they're about. But that's not what the IOC is about. And she said that she doesn't think that the video game people or the esports, whatever.
I'm only using that term because they used it.
Yeah, I know. I understand. Yeah. I understand. Yeah. And that's fine. Yeah. And that's what it is. It, if you believe the definition that I put out, then it is an esport.
Right.
So she's upset as somebody who physically did stuff and woke up at 5. Not that those guys – actually, the esport guys go to bed at 5.
At 5. They've been up all night.
Yes, they've been up all night. And
the drug testing is going to fuck them.
Yeah, they can't go to bed until they can get the orange Cheetos off their fingers.
Hey, but honestly, I understand what you're saying.
I'm not done.
I know, but –
you're rarely done.
Is – to me, that's an athlete in hindsight, right? You as a Paralympic athlete with a silver medal, did you ever think at the time, no, I have to do this for the purity of sport? Or did you just think when you were doing it,
I gotta beat
fuck
somebody.
It, I'm just doing this. This is what I love to do, and I'm going to kick some ass. Did you think at all about at the time, yeah, I need to do this because, yeah, I want to keep the sport pure? Or is that something only athletes in hindsight do?
Well, I know at the time I in some way felt like I was showing what people with a physical disability are capable of, that we're not all – actually, one of the things
did
I used
to – did you find it hard to make the move from the beanbag toss in the special too?
that was the thing. They talk about the soft tinkling pianos. Go, you know what? Get to know me. You probably aren't even going to like me.
Guaranteed.
New header on the website.
You're doing that for yourself, and you're doing
it. Absolutely.
You're saying, I'm better than these guys, and this is how I express this. And that's the same thing that the
– and if that doesn't work, I'm going to kick your ass right after this is done.
So the esport guys, that's the same deal. But here's the thing I wanted to get to about that woman's article. When they talk about the Olympic ideals, and again, I have to preface this with, I don't believe this is where she's coming from. I believe she's coming from, like, she's spent her life – physical fitness is a byproduct of high performance.
Yeah.
So that's where she's coming from. I agree with her. I believe what she's saying. That's not what the Olympics are about. If the Olympics were about that, they would ditch their major sponsors. There's two companies that are probably, and I don't have the stats for it,
McDonald's,
but are probably
McDonald's is out.
More
harmful.
They are more responsible for obesity and type 2 diabetes than any other two countries on the planet, and they are intertwined with the Olympics. So if that really is the Olympic ideal, on those ideals, they're going to say,
it's a business.
Coke and McDonald's, we're going to have to let you go.
Never happen. I mean, no, McDonald's is out, but because someone outbid them, not because
Who's in?
I don't know who took them.
Burger King?
Maybe.
My only point
was that it's not like the IOC took a moral stand. It's just someone else offered more money. That's...
Wait for the end of the games.
Yeah, well, fire back
a Big Mac.
Tell me that it's a microgreens grower and I'll be okay. And
sure.
I'll
have to it's not. It's not.
It's Whole Foods.
Yeah. Amazon.
Nice.
Okay.
That's Amazon.
I wanted to, as you know, time is not our friend. I wanted to ask, with all of everything that we've discussed, the way that the IOC operates, the fact that it's a business more than a principle, Calgary has recently gotten the go-ahead to continue exploring a Winter Olympic bid for, I think it's 2026.
Would
you two be in favor of that bid?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Why?
Oh, the infrastructure that they already have, the existing infrastructure in Calgary,
yeah,
would already allow, allow them to somewhat have a head start on it. Whereas if you were to say, we want to put it in Quebec City.
Sure.
Different story for me.
Yeah. Because financially, it's a
bigger. The commitment is much larger in Quebec City than it is in Calgary.
Yep. Okay. Jeff?
I'm trying to filter some of the things I was going to say about Quebec City. And I'll just don't bother, man.
Yeah, no.
I will lean heavily because the guy in Ho Chi Minh City doesn't care.
But, we love you though.
But
whoever you are,
no. The Calgary Olympics in was it 88?
Yep,
88.
First Olympics to turn a profit.
Second Olympics.
Oh, who's the other one?
84.
Really? Like Moscow?
L.A. turned a $3 million profit. I think Calgary was 10 times that. That was the difference. Or I think Calgary may have made $300 million profit.
That's a good point, Elroy.
Thank you.
I have to get punched for that.
That's what I do. Yeah, don't bother fucking putting that sound effect in. unless you're going to go with a braying ass each time one of these guys speak. You can just hear the end of Jackass from Beck playing in the back. That's what has to happen here.
I think you're right, Rob, in the fact that this would be cheaper than a lot of Olympics.
Key production guy, isolate that, please.
I'm busy. I got shit to do.
Always do.
Yeah.
Rob Quivers. I think
it could be cheaper than most people could do it, but not as cheap as not doing it.
Hold on.
Why?
Wait a second. You're using a way of thinking that obviously, like, I'm sure you remember Vancouver.
Yeah.
All the liberal tree hugger freaks that were saying, oh, why don't you give that money to the homeless?
Okay, no, that's not my stance.
No, I know it's not your stance, but I'm saying that's the thing you're fighting against is anybody that sees you're putting this thing on. Some people, like Montreal, is still paying for the 76.
Yes.
Bob, Elroy, you're going to...
The Olympic Stadium.
Yeah.
Hey, go fuck your hat.
No, but so there's still... Like, that was a train wreck.
Yes.
But then something like Calgary, and obviously... Well, Calgary, because of the legacy that it left as far as...
Yeah, that's what they're planning on using. Any legacy?
Really?
Any legacy?
Really?
No. Then
hey, edit this. Radio edit. I didn't know that. They're going to use a bobsled.
Yes. Well, right? Not the bobsled, but the bobsled track.
Yeah.
That's the appeal is it's already built.
They will just upgrade what they have.
Nice. Well, nothing wrong with that.
Save some money.
Yeah. And turn a profit. And leave a legacy for not just the people of Calgary, but the national teams will come in to train there and
eat in
the restaurants. No, I know, but no, but
we did that in 88.
Yeah. No, well, but they still want the leading edge stuff. Like they need if a tourist isn't taking that first turn on that bobsled thing and going
and wipe it out on
a crazy carpet or something.
If they don't leave a couple tourists in traction, then they're not doing it right.
Yeah, and now I think we've probably glossed right over the issue here is it in modern Olympics and what's transpired since 88 when it was originally in Calgary, the issue isn't facilities.
It's security.
It's security, right? The amount of money you have to funnel into security is what makes people not want to bid on this.
Yeah.
Which is why fewer and fewer countries all the time are bidding.
And that's really why Calgary is back in the running, is that how many countries, A, environmentally can still host the Winter Games and B can then afford it.
Chinook baby.
Come back to China. Go to China.
They're doing that.
They'll
22.
Because 2022 is Beijing.
Nobody locks it down like the Chinese. Nobody.
I believe they will run a fantastic Winter Games. Yeah. Right. But at some point
because people will be making snow overnight if they have to, whatever.
Individually shaped snowflakes.
They create their own clouds when necessary.
For sure. Trust me, as somebody who's been there a couple times and come home with nasal infections.
Well, and
that's
the guy.
A different cloud.
That's absolutely clouds over.
People will go to work in the morning and come back and find their house bulldozed because they're going to put the cube up or whatever.
Or the, the half pipe, I think, is what
these
it's going
to
be.
These games are, yeah, much easier to run in authoritarian.
Yeah, for sure. And they will lock it down. You won't have any – okay, I told my wife I wouldn't say who those people are that do those things that –
It's the Kazakhstanis.
Oh, the is only that a other, Simpson reference?
Who no, is? It's the only other bidders for 2026 is oh, Kazakhstan. Really?
Yeah, it ain't happening.
Nope. It's going to be us, and we're going to pay for it, and it'll be awesome. Or
okay, you're against it then? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, bitch.
I think so. Here's my thing: is I've heard this in a few different places. From now on, given the cost, in security and an infrastructure and all these things, when you bid on an Olympics, from now on, you're bidding on two Olympics.
Okay. I've heard that too, and we've talked about that on this show.
So okay. So let's say
for the money for the outlay.
I'm going to pay all this money to do all of this in 2026 in Calgary. Then I'm also hosting 2030.
Which is why in Sydney, when it was there, they went, "Holy fuck, the Greeks are going to fuck this up." You know, can you guys do it again in 04? Yep, we can do it.
Right.
And so we're saying avoid that Grecian problem.
All this stuff is
as George Bush would say, oh, the Grecians have fucked it up.
Really?
Really, man?
Just given the increased cost of doing business in this era.
Okay.
Keep doing it.
Whoa, that's the thing right there. I don't want to hear, it's like a drinking game. I don't want to hear, I don't want to hear anybody whine about, oh, we're over budget. You bid on this 10 years ago.
Yes.
So
inflation means
you need to do a calculation.
And I think that's the point.
You're so horny to get the low bid and make it look sexy. Yep. But that's going to be like you're going to be over budget because inflation and
so
unions. But that's
to account for that, 4 years later, the world's coming back. Mm-hmm. My hotels, my restaurants, my venues, my tickets, my whatever. Man. And we'll try to recoup.
Great idea. Too bad it's a corrupt system.
Yeah, for sure it is. I think we probably got to wind this one down here fairly shortly. I know we're on a bit of a time crunch. Anyone heard anything? I've been looking at my phone.
I've been fully present. I don't look at my phone.
That a boy. All right. We'll wind this one down. That's Audio Whiplash. Thanks for checking out the show. You can give us a follow on Twitter at TallCanAudio, Facebook.com/TallCanAudio. The archives are all located at TallCanAudio.com. And we'll see y'all on the next one.
I am unhappy with the confusing and at times confrontational nature of that meeting. I wanted it to go better.